Steve, today, as much as anything, it was about keeping that winning habit going, and that's what you've achieved today.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, Nigel thought the game as well. We had a long chat about it, really, at the start of the game, before it sort of kicked off. And then we were saying that we both put out strong teams because we wanted to keep our momentums going. And thankfully, we've managed to do that today.
It's been October 2015 since Birmingham City fans have seen three successive wins.
Blimey, I didn't know that. Well, okay, well, that's great. We're pleased with that, and we're pleased with it for them. So, you know, if that gives us a good start to the new year and a good finish to the back end of last year, then that's great.
Got a few good habits being created. One of them is goal scoring. Sam Gallagher, that's four in his last five starts, and that's given everybody a lift.
Yeah, no, of course it has, and we're pleased. I'm pleased for Sam. He's been excellent. He really, really has, and we're delighted with him and for him. He's a real nice boy. We've got a lot of nice boys in our dressing room as well. So, we're pleased for Sam. We said today before the game that we thought we could get a cutback cross there, and Jack Magoma was fantastic for the goal, and it was a good finish by Sam.
And Jack adding an assist to the goals he's got in the last two games. When he got in behind the centre-backs, that's where the trouble was going to come for Burton.
Yeah, we did. We felt that anyway, you know, that's where, if we got Jack into those positions and we got Jeremy, we just need to get Jeremy to get that end product, whether it's a goal or an assist, like Mags has got today and in the last couple of games. So, then we'll have three threats, if you know what I mean. Goal threats is what I mean by that. But really fantastic effort from the boys. We've just had a real, real tough schedule. You know, the five games in 14 days is incredibly difficult. You know, Christmas has come and gone for them. New Year's come and gone for them. And thankfully now they've got a bit of headspace.
You resisted the temptation to change too much. I mean, to see both teams unchanged, I don't think anybody will see that anywhere else in the FA Cup third round this week.
No, probably not. But I think that's, you know, that's what myself and Nigel were talking about before the game. We both wanted to keep the momentum going because, you know, another win, it's another confidence boost for, you know, for your players. And also, you know, the FA Cup, it is a special competition, isn't it? So, you know, who knows who you can get drawn against in the next round. And it's nice for our fans because it gives them something else to look forward to.